July 28th. Jesus says, "Not long ago I told you to help me to save those guilty of the ultimate sin. But you did not understand what I meant. You have prayed, 'This is enough for me,' since, in truth, it is necessary only for me to understand everything. But for you, my sons and daughters, absolute revelation is not necessary. All I tell you is a gift you are not entitled to, a spontaneous gift of the Father to his dearest ones, for it is dear to my heart, to tell you things in confidence, to take you by the hand, and introduce you into the secret of the King. But you must not demand it. It is very beautiful, to be the confidants of a God, but it is also very beautiful, and holy to be little children, entirely and blindly abandoning themselves to the Father, who acts on his own, and the children let themselves be led, without wanting to know where the Father is leading them. Be sure, O children, I guide you along ways of goodness. Your Father wants only your good. Both confidants and the confident are needed for the joy of my heart, and it is, moreover, supreme perfection to be confidants, and confident, then you are disciples, now capable of acting in the name of the Master, and children letting themselves be led by the Father. You are then my comfort and my gladness. In a world like yours it is so hard for me to find disciple souls, and it is even harder to find, even in children, childlike souls. The breath of the beast has corrupted you so much that it has slain the simplicity, trust, and innocence in which I found rest, even in the souls of children. I said nothing to you yesterday, Maria, and you were bewildered like someone who has lost the way. But I am not only your master, I am your physician, and a physician, not only of the spirit, but also of your flesh. Yesterday I saw that you were too tired, and I kept silence, saving many words for you for today. I don't want my little mouthpiece to be broken in an effort superior to her strength. I am speaking today for yesterday and today. You have prayed, offered, and suffered according to my desire, to impede the commission of the ultimate sin. And you have succeeded. Though you thought one thing, and in reality the ultimate sin was something else. I had inspired in the best souls many desires to pray, and suffer for this end, because there was a need for very, very great effort to overcome the danger. And there is still a need for very, very great effort, to bring the matter to a close without forms of degeneration worse than the first evil. Yesterday the only sign of my being with you to be a light and voice for you was my guiding your hand, and opening the book to the pages which at a distance of centuries speak of the present. We shall read them together, I shall comment on them for you. But you have understood since yesterday, that today was present in them. A great evil has been prevented, Maria, a great evil. I have had mercy on you, the people having Christian Rome as your heart. However, now more than ever it is necessary to pray and suffer greatly. Maria, and have others pray, and suffer, if possible, but that is more difficult, for there are very few heroes in suffering so, that the great evil overcome, will not sprout up, like a malignant plant, into a thousand small evils which would eventually form an accursed forest, where you would all perish with unimaginable horror. I have had mercy on you. But woe to you if you, O my people, should respond to this mercy wrested from justice, through the entreaty of the prayers by me, my mother, the protectors, and the victims, with actions causing you to forfeit my grace. Woe to you, if the single great self-idolatry should be succeeded by the small, numerous forms of self-idolatry. God is one alone, and I am God, and there is no other God apart from me. This should be remembered. God is patient, but, in his infinite patience, he is not blameworthy towards himself, and he would be blameworthy if he pushed his patience in not intervening to say, enough, to the point of indifference regarding respect for himself, because of a fallen idol, do not raise up many little idols, all adorned with the same satanic signs of lust, haughtiness, deceit, overbearance, and the like. If you are good, I will save you to the very depths. I promise you, and it is the promise of a God. And, in my intelligence, for which nothing is hidden, even the most secret of crimes, even the most insignificant of human acts, I do not require a whole people to be perfect. I know that, if I were to reward you, when you had all reached goodness, I would never reward you, but it is my intention that, if it is inevitable, that someone should sin, the mass should be such as to impose on its leaders a conduct worthy of my reward. For, always remember this, the leaders commit sins, but it is the mass, which, by its lesser sins, brings the leaders to the great sin. And that's enough for now, soul of mine. We shall later read Isaiah together, and, as in the synagogue and the temple, I shall comment on him for you.